Growing as Nation, and welcome to episode 9 of the CrossFitting Is podcast. Today is Friday, May 11th, 2018, and today we are doing something a little bit different. So Renee is away at Ivy's wedding. Shout out to Ivy. Congratulations on your wedding yesterday. So today in Renee's place, we've got Jay Combs on the podcast. Welcome, Jay.
Hey, Andrew. Hey, Angus Nation.
All right. So I guess to get started, we were going to do, since it's your first time on the podcast, we wanted to do the five questions like we've done previously. So you've got some questions for me?
I do. Okay. Seeing as how I know we know each other fairly well, I tried to pick some that were a little bit difficult, but there may be a couple layups in here. Good. So the first one is, most people know that I'm from Indiana, but there was a place that I lived for a long time growing up before, or in between, I would say kindergarten and junior high school. Where do you know where that was that I lived?
I have no idea.
It was Tennessee. I lived in East Tennessee for a long time.
I didn't know
in
that.
A town called Morristown. It's like an hour outside of Knoxville.
And what? How old were you then?
We moved there when I was like 4 or 5, and I moved back when I was...
Back to Indiana?
Back to Indiana when I was like 16 or 17, right before I started junior high school.
And then when did you come here?
And I came here when I joined the Navy in 06, or after I got out of boot camp in 06, I came here. I was 20.
Nice.
Yeah. So this is actually the place that I've lived
the longest.
Equal, like it's tied with Tennessee now.
Nice.
So I've lived in Connecticut the longest.
All right. 0-1. What do you got next?
All right. So I'm from Indiana, and there's a fruit that I will only eat from the state of Indiana. Do you know what that fruit is? I'm a total snob about it, and I won't even, there's like no questions, I will not eat this fruit anywhere else.
The fruit is grown in Indiana?
It's grown in Indiana, particularly southern Indiana.
Can you get it here? Do you eat it here?
You can get it here.
Yeah.
But you've probably never seen me eat it before.
Oh, Jesus.
Jessica has never even seen me eat watermelon outside of Indiana before.
You just gave me the answer.
Oh, watermelon.
Well, watermelon.
Yeah, watermelons.
Yes, I got
watermelons.
It.
Watermelons in southern Indiana in the fall are the best. Early fall, yep.
All right. I'm gonna count that I got that one.
I have another one. So,
okay.
Since I gave you that one, what piece of, or what vegetable do I refuse to eat?
Jesus, I'm so bad at this. What vegetable?
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a hint. It's lame and it tastes like nothing.
Oh, celery.
Celery.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just eat peanut butter off a spoon instead.
I did know that one. Yeah.
All right. So we'll give you that. You got the second one right. My dog is named after a famous basketball player. Do you know which basketball player that is?
Reggie Miller.
There you go. Good. Good. How many siblings do I have?
Oh, Jesus. Two? You have a sister. I know that.
I do have a sister.
Is it just one?
I have three.
Three?
I have three sisters. No brothers. Three sisters.
All right.
Their names are Carissa, Jalissa, and Marissa.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I did know the three names. Yep. Yeah.
All right, the last one. You probably know this one. I think this will be the layup. What is my favorite CrossFit movement?
Snatch?
The shirt
You're wearing a shirt that says snatch is my favorite.
Yeah. Because the shirt's hilarious, but it's
all right, let me change my answer. Favorite CrossFit movement? Deadlift?
Thrusters.
Really?
Thrusters are my favorite movement.
No one thinks that.
I am the only one, I think. Yeah, I'm the only one that likes thrusters.
I don't know if I ever would have thought that, or if I even actually knew that.
I think it's because they're just all power. Like, if you don't put your hips into it, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And that's why I like it.
It's got to be the one of the most effective...
Yeah.
Movements in CrossFit.
Yeah. And no matter how good you are at it, they're always awful.
They're always awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thrusters are my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not saying I like doing them all the time, but thrusters are my favorite.
Well, I failed miserably at that, so.
That's all right, man. I made it hard on purpose.
I did poorly with Renee as well, so. maybe I'm just bad at these kind of tests. All right, cool. So, one of the reasons we wanted to have you on was to kind of share your story of your origins with CrossFit. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got into it, how you found it, like what kind of got you hooked?
Yeah, so CrossFit was something that I'd always kind of heard about. I grew up being into fitness with my dad. My dad was big into fitness and gymnastics and things growing up. So I did a lot of bodybuilding type workouts. He was a bodybuilder as a hobby. Then I started to kind of get bored shortly after I joined the Navy, and I was looking for a new style of workout. I'd heard of CrossFit on the internet, and I think it was right around the time I had met Jesse Cook. He had come down onto the boat I was on at the time in the Navy and talked about CrossFit. My XO was doing CrossFit, and so I thought, well, I'll check it out. So I looked on the website and found that there were two nearby at the time. It was, or three, it was Sect, New London, and Groton. Mm-hmm. Where we were in Groton, it was pretty close to go to Groton, but I know that they had like just opened, so I called and Tim answered the phone. It was a cell phone, and we ended up talking on the phone for like almost an hour.
Really?
Yeah, just like the first time I was telling him about where I was from and what I was doing, and you know, I told him, you know, what kind of things I had been doing for workouts and why I was kind of bored. And I'd always kind of struggled with my weight, so we talked about that a little bit. And then, I hung up the phone and I told Jessica, like, yeah, this is where I'm going. I'm going to Groton. And I think the next day I went there, and the first workout he put me through was Helen. And I was destroyed, but I was hooked from that point on.
Yeah, that was definitely one of his go-to, like, intro workouts.
Yeah.
I think it's probably one of the reasons that we have it in our fundamentals too. Yeah. It's such a good, it's very accessible,
mm-hmm.
you know, like everyone can do it. And it's good to get that exposure to a benchmark workout early on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's a good combination of the weights, the monostructural, the gymnastics. Like, I think it's just a perfect like starter wad.
So did he have you go through a fundamentals program? I don't even know if he had one at that point.
When we went there, it was right when you started with them too, so it was still the office was inside the gym.
Yeah.
And there was only like a few mats on the floor, so it was, he had me go the first day, he had me come in and we did Helen, and then he had me come in and do like some squats and deadlifts and kind of go through the basic nine, and then he didn't really have a fundamentals program, he just wanted to make sure it moved well.
Yeah.
So and then we started right away.
It's crazy to think about how different it is now versus back then.
Yeah.
Like, it was so much more raw, and
yeah.
It's just so, so different nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
The CrossFit in general has just come so far.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
And you think about, like, Tim's gym, when he got started out, as much as we loved it, it was just him doing it. So he ran every class. He did all the fundamentals.
Yeah.
You know, so it was easier for him to do kind of like a fly by the seat of his pants style fundamentals, because
right.
he had control of everything. But
yeah.
it is interesting as it grows to see what the differences are now versus then.
Now, I know, so when I was at Groton, I mainly coached like in the mornings, and I would work out at that time as well.
Yeah, that's where I met you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the first WOD we did together.
Really?
Yeah, it was like some kind of push-up air squats WOD, and it was pretty awful. It was only like 10 minutes long, but I remember being like wrecked afterwards. Yeah.
That's the other thing that I always find funny thinking back is the the workouts.
Yeah.
So nowadays, like, you know, previously when we were doing our own programming, we would program like a week at a time and like mm-hmm. lay everything out for the coaches. Like back then, I can remember texting Tim the night before I would coach and be like, all right, what are you thinking for a workout today?
Yeah, it's like 8 o'clock. There's nothing on the website. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'd shoot some ideas back and forth and he'd come up with something and I'd be like, all right, that's what we're doing.
Yep.
So, yeah. That's kind of how it went. I think another memory that I have of you early on is at the parties, because like that's kind of when everyone came together.
Yeah.
The Halloween party and like the Christmas parties that he would have and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's probably the first time I met Jess.
Yeah. Yeah, you called her an original member in one of the podcasts, but she didn't actually start CrossFit till we got here.
That's right.
Yeah, because she was pregnant with Lily.
Yep. And she had Lily right before we opened the gym.
Yep. Yeah, I remember we were painting the wall and Lily was in her car seat with a heater next to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets that status because she was around.
We'll give it to her. So. Yeah, we'll give it to her.
Cool. So what else do you remember about back in the Groton days, and I guess like the origins of Inga's? Like, it'd be interesting to get your kind of take on how we got started and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I think the community aspect of it. I remember Tim's gym, like compared to what we are now, it was like small and it was like gritty and a little dirty
mm-hmm.
and kind of unorganized, but it was a place to go and just like kind of get that release of whatever, you know, you needed to get that release from. And it was a good place to just kind of hang out. I had always missed football growing up. After I graduated high school, like, man, I miss hanging out with my football buddies or whatever. So CrossFit kind of gave me that that connection, that team aspect, that community aspect. So, and I think that's one of the things that we kind of drove home when we first started Inga's. You know, I think we spent those long hours of Panera Bread while they're, we didn't even realize they closed, and they're like vacuuming the floors. Yeah. And we're still talking about, you know, what we're going to do opening up Inga's. But we, you know, we always wanted to make it about the community. So I think that was the thing that I remember the most about Groton.
Yeah.
And what we kind of brought over here.
Yeah. And for all the things that are different, like, that's definitely one of the things that we've worked really hard to try and keep the same, is that community aspect.
Yeah.
And keeping everything tight knit. So, I think that's probably, you know, one of the things that I'm the most proud of is the community that we have here.
Yeah.
And being able to kind of carry that tradition over from what Tim had started, because that's really what Groton was about. Like you said, it was very gritty and raw, but the community was there, and it's very, you know, very similar to what we have here, I think.
Yeah, and not just community like inside these, you know, four walls, but the community like Groton, Mystic. You know, we have people from Stonington, Mystic. Like, when we have those fundraisers, we try to do it for things that are local here. You know, mm-hmm. we try to support those. You know, well, we did a soccer team 1 year and a baseball team 1 year. So
yeah, sponsorships. Yeah,
things
yeah.
that it's definitely good that I like that we've kept that going
for sure
all those years.
For sure. So what's kept you with CrossFit for so long? So you've been, how long you've been doing it for? It's got to be like 7-8 years, something like that.
7 years, I think. 2011. So 7 years.
Yeah. Nice.
That was April. Yeah, because I got the shorty in April 2011. That's when I started CrossFit. So 7 years. I think the biggest thing, it's not really news for anybody that I've dealt with depression and anxiety for a long time. But there's always been a support system here for me. So it was, you know, whether it's a super dark day or a really great day for me, coming in here and being around people that, you know, show love to everybody. I think that's the thing that's kept me going. And it was a big one in some of the hardest times, like right when I got out of the Navy, things were tough and this place was here for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing that's always kept me coming back. Even on the days where I don't work out, sometimes it's good to just come here and just sit at the desk and just see the people and have small conversations with them, and it's very uplifting. So I think that's the biggest thing that's kept me going through the years.
Yeah, I like how it's like the one constant, you know, in your life, regardless of what you're dealing with outside of the gym.
Oh yeah.
Like, the Inga's is like the one constant that you can kind of just forget about all that stuff when you come in here and just have that stress relief and the relationships with everyone here. So
yeah.
You know, whether it's like you're dealing with depression or you're dealing with like stress from work or home life or whatever, it's just a way to kind of escape whatever it is that you're dealing with.
And you can, and sometimes, you know, you see a lot of times you see the 3:30, 4:30 class, they come in and sometimes they're a little grumpy from work, but by the time they get to chatting and warming up and moving around, you know, that natural endorphins of working out, but also the boost of being in that community, being around people that care about you, like, reminds you that the stuff at work is the stuff at work.
And, yeah,
you know, it's get you outside, get you working out, get you moving around with your friends.
Cool. You have a favorite Inga's moment, something that you're most proud of?
I do. Hopefully I don't get choked up telling the story, but it's our very, very first moment, and it's the day that we opened the door. And the day, even though we didn't even run a class that day, there was a line of people that was here to work out.
Yeah.
And I think that we, you know, we were always very, very nervous when we opened up, or I think I was, I don't know if you guys were,
yeah,
of what it was going to be like. Was Groton going to come over here? Well, you know, we lost some and we understand that.
Yeah.
But there was people lined up on a Saturday at like, what was it, like 9 a.m. that we opened the door.
Yep.
Just to be here. You know, the firehouse drove by and waved at us. And I think that was the biggest moment for me as far as like it'll be all right. We will have people that are always going to be here.
Yeah.
And, you know, and keep our doors open, and because that's what we wanted. You know, you talked last episode about how we were running those parking lots and gyms and, you know, high school tracks, and, you know, me and Kyle ran a couple on base, and to get them all back in the door, in the doors again, I think that's always been my favorite CrossFit moment.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was incredibly nervous that day, because it's like, you know, are people going to like understand what we're trying to do and accept us for what we're trying to do? Because like I said in the previous episode, we weren't trying to be Tim. Like, we knew that we weren't Tim,
right. And
just having that support was really meaningful.
So yeah, absolutely.
That's a cool moment.
Yeah.
Nice. So we did have another reason that we wanted to have you on, right?
Yep.
So I guess kind of wanted to share some news with the Inga's Nation. Earlier this year, Jay, Kate, and I kind of sat down just to talk about the future of the gym and where things were going and things like that. And, you know, we kind of got to talking, and I guess it sort of became apparent that, like, you know, we had some very specific goals that we wanted to work on for the gym and things that we're kind of working towards for kind of what's next for Inga's. And you had some personal goals that you were also kind of working towards. And we kind of came to the mutual decision that at this point in the gym, we decided that it made sense for the gym to have kind of a sole ownership focus. And so the decision that we came to was that you were going to transfer your ownership shares over to Kate and I.
Yes.
And so we've kind of been working behind the scenes to make that happen, basically. We recently signed all the paperwork and everything.
Yep.
So at this point, now that everything's been finalized, we kind of wanted to share that with all the members and everyone out there who's listening. So that's kind of where we're at. Maybe I'll let you kind of say your perspective and also like what you're working towards as well, which kind of had an influence on that.
Yeah. So, and I think the biggest thing is that it's 100% mutual. Like, no one's forcing anyone out. I'm not leaving because I'm hate this place. You know, all the stuff that I just said over the last 15 minutes would hopefully be contrary to that, but I love this place. I'm going to miss this place so much, but Jessica and I and the family are going to leave. We kind of kicked around some ideas of what I wanted to do. I'm going to go back to school. We kicked around a few schools, you know, California, Colorado. I even applied to the University of Hawaii, but we found a culinary and nutrition program at Johnson & Wales that I'm going to start in the fall, and we're going to be moving to the Denver area if the house sells, obviously.
Yeah,
if you're listening to this and you're looking for a house, I know one. You can just call me. I'll give you a tour. But it's you know, we're gonna move out to Denver. For the record, we're super nervous. This is, like I said, this is the longest we've ever lived anywhere. This is the only place really the kids know, but we're very excited to move on and to do other things. And kind of, it's always a bummer to see people leave Inga's. Like, you know, Jill and Lisa recently left, Jesse left, all the people over the years that have gone and moved on somewhere. But that is good because Inga's community is being spread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's those people, it's good to see them, that they're still doing CrossFit and they're still, you know, joining boxes and dropping into places and being in touch with us. So that's kind of one of the benefits I see of moving on, is we can take what Inga's was and put it in the Denver area maybe, and also learn from them too.
That's cool.
Although I haven't picked a box yet.
Have you looked?
I've looked at a couple online. I'm excited. I do want to build one in my garage, but Jessica and I have talked about missing that community aspect, so we'll probably still join one, maybe as like a punch pass, or, you know, if they have like a small, like 3 day a week thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you have a timeline of when you're trying to be out of here?
Yeah. So basically sometime between when the kids get out of school, which after all the snow days is like June 25th this year, until before school starts. So late, probably sometime in July, we have a kind of a cross-country road trip planned. We're gonna go and see some family members as we head out to Colorado. So probably sometime in July is when we would leave. I'd like to do it after Divine, if I had it my way. But it all depends on the house selling, really.
And then you'll start in the fall.
And then I'll start in the fall. Yeah, I think September. September is when I start school, but the kids would start school out in Denver in early mid August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. It's gonna be a new experience. Great experience.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been to Denver. I've been to the Denver airport once. That's it. Jessica's been to Colorado because her grandmother used to live out there. But it's totally new for us. We're actually going out there Memorial Day weekend just to kind of look at houses and see what the neighborhoods are like, what the schools look like.
Yeah.
So it's completely new. It's very nerve-wracking, but, you know, if nervousness is a coin, the other side of the coin is excitement. So that's what we're trying to face.
And opportunity.
An opportunity, absolutely.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
Well, we're definitely going to miss you around here when you do go. I think I've told you, like, you know, you've been keeping me posted, like, all the stuff you're doing with the house and listing it and doing all the work and everything. And I told you the other day that like, secretly, every time you tell me, like, as you get closer, a step closer, like,
yeah.
I'm secretly upset because that means you're closer to moving away.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for you. And, like, everyone's going to be really excited for you. But I'm sure everyone will be very sad to see you go, and we'll miss you for sure.
Yeah, I'll miss everybody here. Inga's Nation is definitely, like I said, it's definitely helped me through some of those darker times, and this place has changed my life forever.
Yeah.
People have always said, like, do you have any family in that area in Connecticut? We always answer yes, right? And it's not the family that gave birth to us, or
right.
It's the family that we chose.
Right.
Inga's Nation is our family, a family of, you know. What do we have, 200 some odd members? So my family is huge. And we're never going to forget you guys. We're not going to not keep in touch. You may even see me surprise show up for some events every now and again.
Hell yeah, you better come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, again, we just kind of wanted to share that news with everyone, both around the kind of like logistical ownership side of the gym. So now that it's final, we wanted to put it out there so everyone knew, and then also just kind of give a little bit more clarity as to where you were going. And the good thing is, you know, you're still here for a few months.
Absolutely.
Right? At a minimum. Hopefully maybe the house doesn't sell. You got to stay longer. I don't know. But yeah, we'll definitely make the most of this summer while you're still here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. All right. Well, I think maybe we'll end it there.
Sounds good.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. I did want to say that Ed Duffy might have been the first guest, but I'm the first guest host.
So absolutely,
I've got that one on him.
Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks for another episode.
Thanks, guys.